liquid that you put into the lamp.
Well, we call it the coral.
Is there any other name, or were there any other different types of liquid that you could put in to?
I never did use no other.
When you cook something in a frying pan, there's usually a substance left over that has to be cleaned out. And it's almost like oil. What do you call that?
Well, it's just grease, man.
Any special type? I mean, if it's kind of jellied, do you have a special term for it? What do you call something you wear usually? The pants and the coat match. People wear them mainly for Sunday or for funerals or for weddings. Do you have another term for pants? Do you know of? What do you call blankets that are made with pieces of cloth that are sewn together? I don't know if they're scraps of cloth, but women used to put them, piece them together, and make really nice bedspreads out of them, usually pretty colorful.
Well, they used to call them quilts.
There are types of beds that are really short and they can be pushed under a larger bed. Have you ever seen those? Let's see. What do you call? I may have already asked you this, but lamb that is really wet. It always it's lower than the rest of the land around it. You can't grow anything in it. If you wanted to grow anything in it, you'd have to drain it. What do you call land like that?
Well, you've got to ditch it, you know, drain it.
Did you ever have to do that to land?
Patches, I have.
How do you do it? I mean, you have to make a pretty long trench, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you have any name for the land before you do it? When you have a kind of a hill and it goes down some and then comes up, what do you call the area below it where two hills come together and you've got a deep place in the middle?
Well, we didn't call it a holler.
Well, if it's smaller, is there a different name for it? Well, last night when I talked to Mr. and Mrs. Crow, and they suggested that I come over here, she said that it was just over the holler. Now, I didn't notice any really big change.